For 3 years, red-bearded Caleb Vierkant was the public face of the Wrangell Sentinel. The 20-something Texan was often spotted around town with a camera, wearing a Hawaiian print shirt and walking his friendly mutt's guide.
Good girl.
Now, both man and dog have made their way back to Texas. Vierkant says he was traveling light on his way back down south.
Came here with, if I'm remembering right, 4 suitcases and the dog. And I'm also leaving with 4 suitcases and a dog.
And, of course, he left with the southeast wet weather staple.
A pair of extra tufts.
Vierkant adds with a laugh that he doesn't know when he'll wear those tufts in Texas, but he says he was ready for a new chapter.
And I was already starting to feel like it was time for me to move on, try something new, and then Larry told me that he was bringing in a new reporter, and so things just kind of lined up at the same time by happy coincidence.
Vierkant says he doesn't quite know what's next. He's been sending his resumes far and wide.
It's usually, thank you for your application, you're very qualified, but we decided to either hire internally or go with a different candidate, which is very polite code for, we're not willing to wait for you to move from an island in Alaska.
Vierkant says he'll miss pretty much everything about living on the rock, from the people, to the proximity to the Tongass National Forest, to the abundance of seafood. What he won't miss, though?
$8 a gallon for milk. That's not fair.
Vierkant says he's proud to say that he wasn't just the Sentinel reporter for a while, but that he was a part of the community for a while, too.
I would say I'm proudest of the fact that, at least to my knowledge, nobody is happy to see me leave. I think I did a pretty good job being a reporter and a member of this community. I feel like, you know, I did that balancing act pretty well of, you know, being an objective reporter and also someone who wants to see this community succeed and get along with my neighbors. I think I pulled that off pretty well, so I'm just proud to say that I was part of this community for a while.
Vierkant's red Hawaiian print shirt now hangs on a deer mount in Nick's Place Pizza Restaurant, a testament to his 3-year legacy.
I hope everybody gives the new reporter at the Wrangell Sentinel a chance and they keep reading and supporting their local paper.
That new writer hails from Lodi, like in the CCR song. Mark Lutz arrived last month on the ferry with his wife, 4 cats, a U-Haul, and a new 4-wheel drive.
I had a Prius, and I traded that in for a Chevy Traverse only because Prius really wasn't going to cut it up here. Plus, I had a bunch of stuff to haul.
Although tall, dark-haired, bespectacled Lutz was based in Lodi, since 2018 he'd worked as the editor of the Calaveras Enterprise in the Sierra foothills between Yosemite and Lake Tahoe. It was a 45-minute drive each way. He says he much prefers commuting within Wrangell.
It takes me 5 minutes to walk downtown.
While it wasn't on an island, Lutz says he did have a small-town upbringing.
I was born and raised in the northern central valley of California, very rural, the type to play in the streets and on the railroad tracks and all of that stuff.
Lutz has worked a vast swath of newspaper jobs, from ad design to lifestyle editor to general assignment reporter, but he got his start in the business as a cartoonist.
Started drawing when I was 9, said I was going to be a cartoonist when I grew up, that's what I became, and got into the newspaper business by way of doing that.
After years in the newspaper business in California and with his 3 kids grown, Lutz says he and his wife of 20 years, Melinda, were looking for a change. After visiting Wrangell this summer and discussing details with the Sentinel's owner and publisher Larry Persily, Lutz says he'd fallen in love with Wrangell and was ready to move here. He says he's excited to learn about aspects of Wrangell life he doesn't know much about, like the fishing industry. Eventually, his goal is to design the week's paper from inside the Wrangell office, rather than rely on out-of-town page designers.
Right now, I'm still kind of integrating and working on stories and things like that, so I haven't started actually producing the pages. That'll come within a few weeks. But when that happens, then I'll probably make my own little touches to it, and you know, kind of. You'll start to see me throughout the pages, is what I'm trying to say.
At some point, he says that might even mean local cartoons.
There's plenty around here that could inspire who knows what.
And there's a lot of exciting life to be lived and reported on a little Alaska island.
I always think back to the quote from Jaws that it's only an island if you look at it from the water.
When he's not out tracking down stories, Mark Lutz will be in the Sentinel's newsroom at 205 Front Street. In Wrangell, I'm Sage Smiley.